Hear the promises of God. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious hand. Let us now sing hymn number 72 in your white worship and celebration book.
Thank you.
We're free to release our anger and face our emptiness and know that God truly does care. We gather here as God's people, conscious of others who have died and of the frailty of our own existence here on earth. We come to comfort and to support one another in our common loss. And we gather to hear God's words of hope that can drive away despair and move us to offer God our praise. And we gather to commend to God with thanksgiving the life of Wayne as we celebrate the good news of Christ's resurrection. For whether we live or whether we die, we belong to Christ, who is Lord, both of the dead and of the living. Let us pray. Holy God, whose ways are not our ways and whose thoughts are not our thoughts, grant that your Holy Spirit may intercede for us with sighs too deep for human words. Heal our wounded hearts made heavy by our sorrow. Through the veil of our tears and the silence of our emptiness, assure us again that ear has not heard, nor eye seen, nor human imagination envisioned what you have prepared for those who love you, through Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead. Amen. Let us now turn to Scripture. Let the words of our Lord comfort us. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me to quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make within the paths of righteousness. And for his own name's sake, yea, though I walk in death's dark vale, yet will I fear no ill, for thou art with me. And thy rod and thy staff me comfort still. My table thou hast furnished in the presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to God. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given to the sons of men to be busy with. God has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, God has put eternity into man's mind. Now, turning to the New Testament, we hear the words of Paul. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on the day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. And from Revelation, and I heard a great voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. God will dwell with them, and they shall be God's people, and God will be with them. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away." And God, who sat upon the throne, said, "Behold, I make all things new." Words of promise from our Lord Jesus Christ. "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. In my Father's house are many rooms. And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. I am the way and the truth and the life. He who has seen me has seen the Father. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." May God add a blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. And grace will lead me.
gather today to celebrate and honor the life of a very special one of God's creation. Dr. Wayne Wise was one that gained the admiration, respect, and the love of the entire Dana College community that I represent today, such that when we thought about him, we often referred to him as Dana's music man. And when you conjure up images of the music man, I think that you can appreciate that that role would fit Wayne. He joined the Dana College faculty in 1957, the same year that I came to Dana College as a student. And he often, when we'd talk, he'd share with me that we were freshmen together at Dana. In 1957, he came to us following a professional career as a musician and a high school music teacher. Those of you who know about his background know that he earned his bachelor's degree at Morningside College in Sioux City, a master's degree at Drake University in Des Moines, and his doctorate at Indiana University in Bloomington. Those of you who know his career also know that he played professionally and through the service with some of the great dance bands of the World War II era. Although he taught such courses as music education and advanced theory at Dana, he was best known as the director of concert and stage bands. He also served as director of several pit orchestras, which accompanied presentation of musicals on campus. He did some composing, but was probably best known to us as an arranger, and known to many others as his arrangements for band became standards in the field many places. From 1957, when he became the first full-time instrumental music director at Dana, until 1974, it was the Wises who were synonymous with Dana's instrumental music program, for his late first wife, Edith, was also a talented musician in her own right, and she enthusiastically assisted Dr. Wise in his work, doing everything from serving as music librarian to actually playing in the band when a shortage of personnel created problems. Some of us who are band members under those years with Wayne remember Edith on tour. When I was there, she played the French horn. During his 21 years at Dana, Dr. Wise worked with and influenced hundreds, maybe thousands of students, and the stories of his involvement in the lives of his students are as varied as the concert programs he created. And he conducted more than 200 concerts during his years there. I believe that as a teacher, he was one who occasioned growth, a love of learning, a love of life, and the celebration of life through music. He did that for me. I was not a music student. I came to the band along with playing in basketball and baseball, which were probably closer to being my first love, but he accommodated me as well. And I've never forgotten that he affirmed me and encouraged me and helped me to enjoy a love of music for a lifetime. Dr. Wise retired from teaching at Dana in 1978, and in recognition of his years of outstanding service to Dana, he was awarded the title Professor of Music Emeritus. During the years that followed, Dr. Wise continued his close relationship with the college. His former colleagues and students shared with him in the joy of a second marriage as Wayne and Ruth Borsheim joined their lives together. And in the years they had together, Ruth became a cherished, adopted member of the Dana family. And they too made beautiful music
together and shared their home, their hobbies, and their love with so many of us that are gathered here this afternoon. Ruth joined with other colleagues, friends, and former students of Wayne's in honoring him during the homecoming of 1989 when the band rehearsal room in the new Madsen Fine Arts Center at Dana was officially named the Wise Room in tribute to the work and contributions of Wayne and Edith. When I learned that Dr. Wise had died this past Thursday, and the message reached me in Detroit, I immediately wrote down a few words on a pad which represented my memories of Dr. Wise. And I invite you to consider what those words would be for you. He did represent for me one who is wise in the sense of prudence, in the sense of good judgment, thoughtful choice, and intelligence. Wise. Gracious. In that he affirmed us whether we merited it or not. Gifted. And gentle. I doubt that there's any of us that wouldn't think about Wayne with terms like gentle, soft, compassionate, devoted, yet determined, even firm. I can remember as I tried to manipulate him at times to let me do something that I knew that I shouldn't. And he would just smile and suggest that maybe I shouldn't do that. Mervyn. He was one of those mentors I delighted to see when I returned to Dana 8 years ago. I can see him now, baton in hand, smiling, bowing graciously from the waist, encouraging the ensemble of saints and angels, celebrating life eternal, which God has reserved for him in Christ. As Jesus aptly describes in the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew, the 5th chapter, while he was among us, Wayne was to me the meek. And as the meek, he inherited the earth and won over so many of us who came to love him. But now, as Jesus also continues in that same sermon, in the 12th verse, he suffers no more, and we can, as Jesus says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is his reward in heaven. Dana's music man is gone from our midst, but the melody of his life lingers on. Today we give thanks for him, for his life, for his affirmation of life in so many of us. And I think if you use your imagination just a little bit with me, you may be able to see him now continuing to direct and waiting to call us to enter at the appropriate time. He liked clean entries and clean breaks. And I think he invites us all to continue to practice and to prepare such that we one day can join that concert band with him in heaven, where he knows peace and victory that God alone can provide. May his memory be rich among each of us, and may we be consoled by those memories and by the assurance that he has gone to join Jesus. Amen.
It's amazing that some of the same words I chose to describe Wayne are the same words Dr. Christofferson used. If I could put it into one sentence, I would call him a gentleman filled with wisdom and music. From the very first time Ruth showed me the picture that's in your bulletin, you can see the smile at the edges of his mouth, that he was in his element when he was directing. There was no place he'd probably rather be than playing or listening to his music. Betty, who grew up across the street from Wayne, shared with me that she remembers many nights when he would come back from touring in his dance bands and his buddies from town would come out. The hot summer nights before air conditioning with the windows open, they'd start jamming on the piano and the trombone, letting everyone in the country know of their wonderful music. Wayne was also a man of honor. His father offered him the farm deferment during World War II, but he chose not to take that, and he joined. Unfortunately, the Army saw the wisdom in Wayne and his music, and he got to play his music. Ruth has a wonderful picture of Wayne in the Palladium in London. And Wayne never talked or told his stories. Ruth would tell them for him. But General Eisenhower came and shook his hand and told him what a good job he was doing. And you could see in Wayne the pride and the honor that was for him, and how he cherished Ruth sharing those stories. Even after Wayne retired, he would go down to his piano every morning. He would play his scales. He would sight read for at least an hour or more. You see, for Wayne, music was in his soul. A few years ago, Wayne was asked to play piano with a dance band that was touring for a while. Ruth was a little concerned about his health because he would be away from his doctors for so long. But during the whole time of the tour, Wayne only had to see a doctor once with something minor. Music was Wayne's best medicine. Music was something Wayne brought to life. How else can we describe Wayne? He was a quiet man. But when he spoke, you listened, because he was a wise man and he had something important to share. He was well-read, and he kept information cataloged forever in his head. I so enjoyed them in our 55ers Bible study. I can only remember Wayne sharing something once, but I had to be reminded that he shared it the first time. He had read in the paper a story that has stayed with me in my daily walk, a story that I've used in at least one sermon, a story that I shared with him on Wednesday. He said he read in the paper that someone described the difference between being a religious person and being a spiritual person. A religious person is someone trying not to get into the gates of hell. And a spiritual person is one that has already been there. For me, these words remind me of the very depth and soul of Wayne. To sum up the life of Wayne is that he was a gentleman that loved music and had an incredible depth to his spirit, which he rarely showed through his humility. Though I was privileged, in the last week of his life, I was blessed to spend some special moments with Wayne and Ruth. I was blessed. I was touched deeply on the first day, that Monday, when I went up to his room. He recognized me immediately. And shortly later, he asked me to pray with him. It's hard for me to explain what a blessing that was. What a privilege to be in the presence of a saint. Wednesday, the day before he died, I spent about 2 hours with Ruth, Betty, Norm, and Wayne. We prayed together. We tried to keep him calm. And as I was getting ready to leave, I remember looking down on this gentleman and telling him that I loved him. And he looked up at me with clear eyes. Remember what he said, Ruth? He said, "I love you." And I feel that that's what he was saying to me to share with all of you. All of you who have been touched by his life, touched by his music. I'll miss Wayne. But I'll always be different because I knew him, because his life touched mine. He will live on forever, for his music will live on in his students and their students and their students' students. It's time to say goodbye. And we say goodbye to you, Wayne. But oh, how we look forward to hearing you play with those dance bands in heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Oh God, our strength and our Redeemer, you are the giver of life and you are the conqueror of death. We praise you with humble hearts. With faith in your great mercy and wisdom, we entrust Wayne into your eternal care. We praise you for your steadfast love for him all the days of his earthly life. We thank you for for all that He was to those who loved Him, and for His faithfulness to the Church of Jesus Christ. We especially thank You that for Wayne, all sickness and sorrow and struggle are ended, and death itself is past, and that he has now entered the home where all Your people gather in peace. Keep us all in communion with Your faithful people in every time and place, that at last we may rejoice together in the heavenly family where Jesus Christ reigns, with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom,